Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters Special Edition segment. This segment will feature a discussion between Command Sergeant Major Troy Welch, AUSA's Director of NCO Programs, and the co-host of the Soldier Today segment of Army Matters, Ms. Patty Barron, AUSA's Director of Family Readiness and host of the Family Voices segment of Army Matters, Ms. Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Programs, and the co-host of Army Real Talk segment of Army Matters, and Mr. Joe Craig, Director of AUSA's Book Program and co-host of the Thought Leader segment of Army Matters. They will provide a year in review and the 2020 podcast highlights. Let's join the conversation.
Well, it looks like 2019 is coming to an end.
It was a good year, and AUSA definitely had a successful year.
Oh my gosh, it was so successful. The annual meeting was record number of attendees and exhibitors. I think we had over 32,000 people there. Woo-hoo. And please, let's talk about these membership numbers through the roof. What are we up to, 160,000 plus members, maybe more?
I think we're over 170,000 now, I think.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Troy.
Keeps growing.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, and the podcast series has also been growing nicely since its launch in February.
You know, the other thing that really impressed me about the podcast is the numbers. I was very pleasantly surprised as how well this inaugural year has done. I'm really excited.
I'm always nervous seeing those reports, but we are doing something right. We continue to address and have information that apparently our listeners want to hear.
Well, I agree. I couldn't agree more, actually. The series has definitely exceeded my expectations. I know for our segment, Soldier Today, I thoroughly enjoy doing them, especially the ones we do with the Sergeant Major of the Army. The one that we had that was hugely successful was about the new promotion system. Mm-hmm. And that one had over 1,400 downloads and probably still and counting. So very happy with that one. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been a lot of fun to do them.
I agree. I learned a lot in 2019. I love to profess and say, oh, I'm an Army brat. I've been part of the Army all my life. But really doing these podcasts have really provided me an opportunity to learn more. And I very much enjoy co-hosting with the Army fellows, first Major Brad Cooper and now Lieutenant Colonel Eugene Irby. A lot of our guests are wonderful and our conversations really add value.
I really enjoyed the podcast that I was able to do for Family Voices. I would say that it's hard to pick, you know, three or four that really stand out because they were all so good. But if you really, really pushed me against the wall and said you have to pick, I would say that the podcast I did with Amy Bouchotz was wonderful. She's a great friend anyway. But really learning about, you know, what they've gone through with PTSD and the traumatic brain injury with Luke and the family, that was really just eye-opening and very emotional, to tell you the truth. Also, the work that Dr. Stephen Koza is doing with the children of our caregivers and wounded, that's just such important work. And I always love talking to Colonel Deirdre Tahan. She just is just so enthusiastic about public health and about all of the good things that the Army is doing to care for our health and wellness. That was a fun one as well.
Yeah, I know over at Thought Leaders, we've been able to meet and talk with such amazing people. I mean, getting the chance to talk to Rick Atkinson, you know, obviously the famed military historian, famous for his Liberation Trilogy. He's got the new one coming out on the Revolution. So he came in and spoke to us about the British are coming. But it's also, in addition to speaking with these people, it's the other kind of connections that get made are really interesting. Because for our very first podcast for Thought Leaders, we met with Brad Melcher and Josh Mensch to talk about his book, The First Conspiracy. And, Brad Meltzer, in addition to being a novelist and having the TV shows on History Channel, he's also a comic book author. So we got to talk about the graphic novel initiative that we've done.
Yeah.
He's been great about, helping us promote the new ones as they come out. And then we had another one with Adam Makos, who wrote the book Spearhead, which was about Clarence Smoyer, who was a tank gunner in World War II. And Adam actually worked through the Army and helped get Clarence and his crew Bronze Stars. So back in September, at the National World War II Memorial, they had a big event. Clarence was the one still living, and the others were posthumous, but it's amazing to see the recognition that they got. And we got to be a small part of it because we helped tell the story.
Very nice. Right?
That's really cool, Joe. I think one of the things that I have to confess to is that I knew I had to listen to the podcast initially because, you know, I work here. But to tell you the truth, I really have enjoyed all of them. I've enjoyed all of the book ones. I've enjoyed the talks with the Sergeant Major, the thought leaders, and also the Real Talk. Real Talk is a lot of fun because, you know, it's the younger generation that kind of tells it like it is and doesn't hold back. But
yes, we do.
I really, really have enjoyed learning as much as possible. And I think I love the what you've said about relationships. With Army, My Army Benefits, we did a podcast with them. And that has really been a fruitful relationship. We've learned more and more, get the word out, making sure that our families know about this amazing resource online. So yeah, the relationships have been great.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
we've strengthened ours with, I mean, we've always had a good relationship with Sergeant Major of the Army. And now we did a new one with the new Sergeant Major Grinston. But the ones that we would do with Ken in-house, Ken SMA retired Ken Preston, were always, they were great because he's like a book in his own self. He's all that knowledge and he loves to share, you know, he's a teacher. So to talk about mentorship and responsibilities and all that, I mean, it was great. And we got a lot of feedback. Like you, Patty, I enjoy listening to all of them. I mean, they're a lot of fun to listen to. And obviously, so does everybody else by our numbers. So.
Yes, absolutely. Army Real Talk, it was really fascinating. I enjoyed collaborating with you, Patty, when we went to Fort Hood to do the Blackjack Brigade podcast and talk about their deployment to Poland. So that was definitely fascinating to see exactly what they were working to do and to deploy from the family aspect as well as the soldier aspect. So that was really good. And then I very much enjoyed the other side of the Army episode from Army Real Talk, where we were able to talk to a Army diver. I mean, come on, United States Army has divers. That was cool. And then spoke with the neuroscientist who also is part of the Army Warriors Fitness Team. And also esports, Army esports. We know gaming is really becoming popular. So that was really cool to have those conversations with folks from the Army esports team. But we also had an opportunity to talk to folks from the National Museum of the United States Army. As we know, it will be opening June 2020. And it was really great to, one, you know, get a preview about the museum, them talking about the different aspects. That museum is going to be so powerful and touch people in several different ways for those who, of course, are actively serving now, but those who have served in the past. And I'll refer to my father. When I walked through there, as far as a preview, I was really touched by his service and others who have served with him and just all throughout the United States and beyond, obviously. So that was extremely, extremely touching. So I'm excited about what we did and what we are going to do in 2020.
Yeah.
Absolutely super excited. And I love what you said about two things. One about the museum, because I think the museum is a game changer for the Army. It really showcases to the nation and the world, you know, what our Army has done and what we're going to continue to do. But I haven't bought my husband's brick yet.
I know. I'm supposed to do that too with my father.
And so, I have to get one. I haven't done
it. I'm guilty. But I want to do it.
So maybe this Christmas, that's what Mike's going to get for a Christmas present. He's going to get his own brick for sure.
Just wrap a brick up and put it underneath the tree.
That's you know, they have the ones that, of course, will be at the museum. But then you can also get one and put it like on your bookshelf or your armoire or something like that. Yeah. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. But yes, we had a very interesting, positive, growing 2019. So what do you all have, you know, going on for 2020?
Well, I know for us, for Soldier Today, we're talking with the Army Retirement Home. They've done a lot of great work out there, and they're wanting to get their message out, so we're going to help them. So we're scheduling a podcast with the leadership out there.
One in Washington?
The one in Washington, D.C. Right. And actually, they kind of, you know, for those out there listening, they not only manage one in Washington, D.C., but they also manage one in Gulfport. Okay. So there's changes going on in both locations. Right. And their occupation rates or occupancy rates, I'm sorry, or you know, they're okay here. Obviously in Gulfport they're much better. So they want to get the word out. They're trying to encourage families, a husband and wife, to come in there. They've recently opened it up for that. So it'd be a good podcast for them to kind of get their message out.
That's good.
And then also with Arlington National Cemetery, with a lot of things that are going on there, you know, to help them kind of explain some of the changes that are coming up and why they're going through what they are, the expansion project. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on, and I know there's a lot of veterans out there who rightfully so have some concerns. Mm-hmm. So we want to give them opportunity to kind of, you know, express that. And then we're going to do one with probably be about in January, where we kind of introduce the new SMA, our new vice president, and kind of a look in the year, upcoming year, between those two, one outgoing and one incoming, and let them kind of talk about, you know, what Ken did and what Dan's going to do to take it forward.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, that sounds really cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things I'm really excited about, and I just can't express enough how grateful I am to the Chief of Staff of the Army, General James McConville, and to Maria, Mrs. McConville. And the quality of life initiatives that he announced at the annual meeting, you know, the five quality of life initiatives that are super important to our families, PCS moves, housing, childcare, military spouse employment, and health, I think medical health. What I would like to do is really focus on those and bring in personal stories as well as subject matter experts in those areas to really get the word out that the Army listens. They really, truly, our leaders listen, and they want to make the military family experience as good as it can be to help us through this life that's not easy, and then to kind of get us ready for the transition out of the military in the very best way possible. So I'm really excited about that. Maybe we'll even get, you know, either Mrs. McConville or General McConville to be a guest speaker.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
If you're listening out there, sir. Because I think that would be an amazing podcast to do, you know, from the person that really has the responsibility for the health and welfare of all of our military, of our Army, our soldiers, and their families.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, and for me at Thought Leaders, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to tell some more great stories, and especially ones that may not be as well known. You know, we've got coming up, some of the AUSA authors have a book coming out on the Battle of Cam Duc, which is probably the least known major battle in Vietnam. We've got a book on Okinawa that we're going to talk to about a joint Army and Marine divisions. It was actually the last major battle in the Pacific. And another book on artillery in the Gulf War. So it's a subject that you don't often see. So we're excited to tell those stories.
Very nice. Well, I am too interested in telling the Army story. We actually have a podcast that will be coming up talking about the total Army. So we'll have active, National Guard, Army civilian coming to talk about, you know, their role in the United States Army so that you can see a big picture, a full picture of the total Army. So we're looking forward to that. And then we also are going to look at Army innovations. You know, a lot of times we don't realize in the civilian world there are things that the Army has created, the Army has was the originator of, such as, well, the military was the originator of what? The internet. And we don't think about that. Of course, it evolved, and then the World Wide Web was developed. But we don't think about what the military and what the Army does that helps us as civilians to continue to grow and connect and things of that nature. So we will definitely have that conversation. So I'm looking forward to some exciting shows in 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we had a wonderful 2019. We're looking forward to a wonderful 2020. And I'm hoping our listeners will, you know, tell us if there's anything that they would like to hear, because, you know, we do welcome your comments and any questions.
Yeah, I know we've got, you know, AUSA's got a lot in store for 2020 with the podcast series and beyond. So our members will be pleased.
Well, you know, we couldn't do what we do without the help of our members. And as we said earlier, we have over 170,000 members out there. We continue to grow. And I don't believe our listeners are just our members. I think we've got listeners from all across the U.S. and abroad. So, but yeah, thanks for all of you out there who have subscribed. And we hope we get more.
Our members indeed, Troy, enabled us to continue the support that we have for the Army, again, the total Army, which includes our soldiers, Army civilians, and their families.
Absolutely. I just am so proud to be a part of AUSA and to have so many people that have recently joined us and make our association even stronger. It's why we are able to offer much needed programs to the total Army community. That's why we're able to develop educational and leadership resources to advance the Army profession and provide a voice for the Army to Army leadership and congressional representatives. I mean, you know, there's an awful lot that gets done in this building and across the country through our chapters.
Absolutely.
AUSA continues to deliver and support directly to the source, which is our total Army, our Army civilians, Army National Guard and Reserve, active force, or actually the regular Army, if you will, and also our Army families. We
Absolutely.
Never want to forget about them.
Absolutely.
I think it's important to also tell our listeners out there, if they're not members of AUSA, how they can come and join us.
Well, Joe, I'm glad you said that, because all they would really need to do is visit our AUSA website at www.ausa.org/membership.
And Troy, what was that number again for members to call?
The number is 1-855-246-2669. Again, 855-246-6269.
Perfect.
The website or a representative will provide them with information about how to become a member and how to get involved in this great organization. And, you know, I would encourage you to look out at your installations where you're at, because there's a chapter everywhere. There's over 120 chapters out there. So get yourself tied in with one of those chapters and they can also help you become a member.
Excellent, excellent. So I think we had a very good discussion and we informed our listeners about what is going to take place in 2020, a little sneak peek there, but also how they can become members of AUSA. So I hope that you listeners are going to become an AUSA member at the very least. Look into what AUSA has to offer. We have a lot going on. And if you like the podcast, you really would like us. So
I agree.
That's a given.
So I look forward to 2020.
Happy New Year.
Well, you heard it from our podcast team. 2019 was a great start, and 2020 is going to be even better. Listeners, thank you for your continued support. We couldn't do it without you. Please continue to spread the word about AUSA's Army Matters podcast and sending your feedback for new topics to podcast@ausa.org. We love hearing from you. If you want to discover more ways to get involved with AUSA, check out our website at www.ausa.org/membership. You will be glad you did. Stay tuned as we kick off 2020 with Soldier Today. AUSA is the U.S. Army's professional association, a voice for the Army and support for the soldiers. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.